In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. He is risen. Why do you seek the living among the dead? He's not here. He's risen. In just a moment, in six terse words, everything is changed. God has broken the cycle. This seemingly inevitable progression of life and death. Death is no longer an end. It's a passage, a transformation to eternal life in the presence of God. This momentous proclamation is made to who? To whom is this great good news entrusted? Not to kings. Not to high priests, not to scribes or theologians, not to philosophers. It's made to a few faithful women in the light of dawn at an empty tomb. Go back just a little while, just a few minutes, to the journey of those women to that tomb. They are wrapped in the black garments of mourning. They're wrapped in the blackness of the night. They're wrapped in the darkness of their own grief. They're silent. They're lost in thought. Can you hear their footsteps? Footsteps ringing on cobblestones, soft, muffled footsteps on the dirt paths, small sounds. The small sounds of a dark, just waking city. You can hear the muffled, distant barking of a dog, the crow of a cock announcing that the dawn is near, the dull thud of a distant axe cutting the wood for the day. It's a small world. It's an intimate world. And then the shattering of that small, intimate, familiar world at an empty tomb and the presence of an angel of brightness. What do those six words proclaim? What do they proclaim that morning? What do they proclaim this morning? What is the message given not simply to those women, but to all humanity, for all time, to you and to me? Those words proclaim God's love. They proclaim a love so great, so all-encompassing, so universal, that no sacrifice is too great for us. His Son, our Lord's life and death, has been given for us, for our salvation, personally, individually. They proclaim that we are never abandoned, never alone, even in the darkest and the deepest moments of grief and loss and depression. In the darkest night, we have the present promise of dawn. In deepest despair, we have the promise of comfort. In a world, in a life that has grown cold, is the promise of the warmth of the sunrise. All this the angel proclaims then and now, this morning. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. In his holy name.